panic a little. It's good for you. Gets the blood going. All right. And we are waiting for us to appear on top. And we're crawling up there. I see the whole live section is starting to open up, but we're not up there yet. It migrates pretty slowly. I don't know why that is, but
they've turned migrate into a dirty word.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes, they did. There we are, James. Here we are. Siege the day 46, April 17, 2025. And, like I said on our last show, I believe April 17 was the day that the Mustang was unveiled. And
I told you my Mustang story. A guy I had known from middle school, his father was the publisher of the town newspaper. So they were well off, and they had a 64 Mustang with a white exterior, black interior. Of course, he had the use of it. Still in touch with that guy to this very day. Same guy. Oh, yeah. And some wild times in that damn thing.
Oh, I bet.
Wild times.
I bet. Yes. Yes. Of course, there was no 64 Mustang. It was a 64 and a half.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. It was a classic. Let's put it
there. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Let's see. Mustang unveiled. Unveiled. Yeah. April 17th, 1964. It was officially unveiled at New York's World's Fair. And almost 22,000 Mustang orders were received on the first day of sales. With Ford exceeding sales expectations by selling over 400,000 in its first year.
I guess that's a success.
Yeah.
Unlike the Edsel.
Yes, right. Yeah, and that's a fascinating study, because if you look at the Edsel, and I don't know if many in the audience would remember the Edsel. Of course,
never even heard of that.
Exactly.
Was that Ford's son or grandson?
Edsel? Yeah, I think that was his son, but I could be wrong.
I wouldn't name anything Edsel. That's a loser going in.
No.
But it's supposed to have been a fine car. It just didn't fly for some reason.
Yeah, that's the thing. The amazing thing about the Edsel, and of course, Edsel was used, it's really not anymore, maybe by people like us, but it's used define like some sort of a failure, a clunker, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an, but it's obviously it's not used anymore because other things have, supplanted it and replaced it. But
and it only went back to the 50s. It's not an old. Well,
I think 58. I think 58.
Yeah, that's to me is 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. Right.
But it sounds like something from the 20s.
Yes.
With that name.
Yes. Exactly. But the fascinating thing about the Edsel was that Ford conducted a lot of research to find the perfect car that the people wanted. And they had focus groups and this and that. And it was a complete failure. So you can never know. Let's take a look at the Edsel just for the hell of it. But before we do that, let's just check the chat. All right, we got Joker's here. All right, Joker. Shameless Wise Ask. Good day, gents. The punctuality continues. It never ends, Shameless Wise Ask.
At least we hope it never ends.
It will never end. James and I were bullshitting, you know, for about 45 minutes, an hour before the show. And we figured, what the hell, just open it up a little early, just in case. Thomas Dwyer, morning, gentlemen. Hello, Thomas. Ethno-nationalist, hail, brothers and sisters, 1480-80/. Straight out of Swampton, you need to name your car Large Penis for record-breaking sales.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Edsel was the wrong name.
That's the wrong name.
Yeah, they made a big mistake.
Never since have I ever heard that name.
No, that was a loser. Okay, let's go over here and take a look because because it's the 17th. There it is. So here is the Mustang. This is on Ford's website. All right. This is from corporate.ford.com. And you can see there is a Mustang that they had up there. Look at all those white people. Okay. Mustang launch, the grand introduction. And there it is. And
now that one looks different from the one above in the color shot.
Yes.
That's a fastback.
Yes.
The one I was familiar with is like this one here.
Like that one. Yes. Right. Exactly. Let's take a look at these pictures here. And look at those old-fashioned cars. That's why the Mustang was such a hit. And that was Lee Iacocca. You're talking about that one. It looked like that one, right, James? The one on the left, right? The Mustang you were.
Yes. And that's also looks like a convertible, a ragtop, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Now, ours was not a ragtop.
Yeah, here it is. It all began with an auspicious statement. Ford Division confirmed today that it will introduce a new line of cars this spring, said the press release issued February 6, 1964 by Lee Iacocca. Remember him?
Yes.
Yes. The new line of cars will be called the Mustang. No further details on the new car line will be revealed until the time of its public introduction. Now, Lee Iacocca, as far as I know, he had a tough time getting past, you know, the corporate bigwigs to do this. They were fighting him tooth and nail. He prevailed. And, of course, he was a hero after April 17th, 1964. But here it says, what followed was one of the largest automobile and product launches in history, officially under development since 61. The Mustang was introduced through billboards, TV specials, commercials, and most importantly, in-person contact. The Mustang's grand debut came on April 14, 64, for the press, and 3 days later, today, the 17th, for the general public, the official unveiling took place at the largest exhibit at the New York World's Fair, the Ford Pavilion, also known as the Wonder Rotunda. And there you go, 15 million visitors. It says here, it was kind of like a Walt Disney. It was designed. There was a ride. Okay. At the fair, the Mustang was on display in and around the Wonder Rotunda. And visitors could ride in an all-new Mustang convertible on the Magic Skyway ride, designed by Walt Disney and his staff to be a fantasy land of the past, present, and future. The convertible would take visitors through a nearly half-mile, 12-minute ride depicting millions of years of life on Earth. The almost 15 million visitors who took the ride were thus able to inspect the Mustang's interiors and familiarize themselves with its many available options and accessories. And on its first birthday, so in 65, Ford executives, including Henry Ford II, Iacocca, and Don Fry, returned to the Wonder Rotunda at the World's Fairgrounds. Most Mustang's astounding success was not just due to its this historic grand entrance and marketing campaign, but also the car's affordability, performance, innovative look, and spirit of fun and freedom. The base model of Mustang began at $2,368, making the first pony car accessible to many drivers. Multiple available options and accessories allowed the Mustang to be upgraded towards sportiness or luxury, depending on the owner's desires. This tradition of broad appeal, sportiness, and accessibility has not only helped the Mustang thrive for the past, now it's 61 years today, with over 10 million Mustangs sold. There you go, James.
And then in 1968, we had our High Street gang down the alley back home.
Right.
And we were all, I wasn't loosely connected with the party. I was connected. Everybody else was loosely connected. But the one fella, for his birthday that year, got him a brand new 1968 Mustang.
Nice.
Fastback, red exterior, black interior.
Nice.
I'm telling you, that back seat is the most uncomfortable goddamn thing you could ever imagine, especially if you're tall and heavy.
Like oh, yes. Was.
But anyway, that's a hell of a birthday gift for a 16-year-old, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll show you, because in the Bond movie Goldfinger, there was a scene with a Mustang. And Goldfinger was released in 64, so this was the first Mustang. I'll show it to you. I'm sure when you see it, you'll remember. And he was in Switzerland, I believe. And this was, I'll set up the scene. This was the sister, which he didn't know, the sister of, remember when in Goldfinger he was in Miami on holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran into Goldfinger cheating at cards, and he went up to that hotel room because the girl was looking through binoculars at Goldfinger's card opponent.
And he had an earpiece, and she was sending him signals, right?
Right. And then, you know, Bond, you know, barges in, and, you know, who are you? Bond, James Bond. And anyway, that was Jill Masterson. And, of course, she was killed by Oddjob. So his sister, who's driving this Mustang, is seeking revenge. But Bond doesn't know it yet.
So she's trying to shoot Goldfinger, and a whiz is right by Bond's ear, right? And he thinks she's trying to kill him. I see. Yeah, I remember.
Exactly. The whole movie, obviously, would be great to watch, because that was just a classic.
Well, we watched it here about 3 months ago.
Oh, cool.
It never gets old.
No, never. All right, here we go.
British United Air Ferries announced the departure of their BF-400 flight to Geneva.
Mr. Bond, that's all right. I've got you booked out on the next flight to Geneva, leaving in half an hour.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right.
So, of course, he's in the Aston Martin tracking Goldfinger.
Thank you.
Discipline, Domino Sam. Discipline.
You're lucky to be alive.
No thanks to you. You should have pulled over further. Look at them.
A double blowout. I've never seen one of these before.
How could new tires?
A defect of some kind, most likely. Anyway, I'm so glad it's only the car and not you. You don't look like the sort of girl who should be ditched.
Never mind that. Please take me to the nearest garage.
Certainly. By the way, my name is Bond.
As quickly as possible. I'll take that.
Yes, of course.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, that Mustang didn't fare too well, but going up against the Aston Martin.
So how about this? In 1965, Sears Roebuck came out with a thing called the 007 Road Race set.
I got one
for Christmas in 65. And what it was six, it would come packed in its big box and about six pieces about yay square. And you would assemble these on your tabletop. And here, and you're obviously, you're in Switzerland because there's tunnels, there's mountains. This thing twists and turns, and it's neat. I mean, you go through one time, and it automatically changes so that the next pass you go another way. And it's got a Mustang, and it's got an Aston Martin.
Ah, yep.
And you got the gate you start out of, and away you go. And the Aston Martin is loaded with some of these gimmicks, like the shield that, you know, in the back and all that happy crap. And I had one of those.
Yes, yes.
Tons of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yes, they, Goldfinger, I mentioned this, I think, on a previous show, but Goldfinger was so popular that it resonated with people so much that some theaters were forced to stay open 24 hours a day.
Wow.
The demand was that high.
Wow.
It was a a phenomenon. You know, it was just, wow. You know, the other two Bond films, Dr. No and From Russia with Love, were good. But Goldfinger was what really, you know, introduced Bond on the grandest of scales. With all the gadgets and everything, yeah. The Aston Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
Very some, cool.
Some fun.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days. It was keep
them entertained for about a minute. I'm going to get something.
Okay.
Show it to you. I only have to go out in the next room.
Sure.
And I think I can find it without too much difficulty.
Of course. All right. And we will get to the chat when James gets back. So he doesn't miss. Yeah, there's the Edsel. Right. Yeah, we got to bring that up, the Edsel. We got to do that. Let me do this right now. Yeah. Total failure, the Edsel. And I'm just saving these posts for James when he gets back. So thank you for bearing with us. And bearing with us starting about a minute and a half early.
All right, I'm coming back.
All righty then.
Since we're going down memory lane here.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about this 64 World's Fair. Yeah. I'm looking like I just got thrown out of a pool room, as Steve Allen would say.
Well, you probably look better than that rabbit in that airplane.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I couldn't even identify what the hell he was. So this has to be. Now, what fair had the Space Needle? That was Seattle, but what year?
Let's find out.
That is Seattle's World's Fair, 62.
Okay, there you go.
Or something?
Well, the chat will know. It's a smart chat.
The chat will know.
It's a smart, it's a brilliant chat.
So, but anyway, hey.
Yeah. Paul Whiteman, Rhapsody 21, a licensed album for the Seattle World's Fair.
So he was still active, very active. There he is.
Right.
Of course, I found this in a thrift store. And it's actually pretty good, that piece of music written by that husband and wife team right there. This is the pianist. I had heard of her before. She's pretty good. Sandra Bianca. But anyway, I was hoping and thinking it might have been 64, but no.
It was 62.
62.
Yeah, it was called the Century 21 Exposition.
Mm-hmm.
April 21 to October 21.
So there it is.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Got it for about $1.
Damn, it might be worth something.
You never know what you're going to find at these places.
Exactly.
You just have to have an eye.
Yes, sir.
I never lost my eye. I can find something the size of this across a fair.
All right, here we go. To the chat. Bushmaster 6A, good day, gents. Straight out of Swampton, put up a picture of it. It's too small, though. I can't put it up. We're going to watch something about the Edsel. And Bushmaster put up a picture of, damn, it looks like a 60. It could be anything. A 60, 67 came to mind, but I could be wrong. Let's see. Let's bring it up here. Let's see what we got.
It's early. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's very early. Is that anybody we know?
Let's find out. Bushmaster? Let's see. No, he didn't say anything. He just posted that up there. All right, maybe that's his dad. I don't know. Strait of Swampton, my dad had two Mustangs, 60s era, promised to give me one. The apartment complex towed them when repaving. Jesus. Never saw them again.
What? Jesus.
That's not right. How could that be? Iroquois Eyes. Hi, Dave and James. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Glad to spend it with some of my favorite racists.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
You're yes.
Happy born birthday. During my favorite season, probably my favorite month.
Yes, April's a great month. And my wife and two sons are born in April. I'm sorry. Yes, two sons. Yes, not three. All right. Let's see. Okay, Iroquois Eyes. You have to tell us how old you are. What year were you born? Lori is here. And Spy Hunter, watching Goldfinger, I see. Yes, we are. So we need to know, Bushmaster, who is in that photo. Is that your dad? And that looks like an old 60s photo, but the t-shirt doesn't. So this might be Bushmaster with his car. In the 80s, maybe.
I see a little wear and tear on that front bumper.
Yeah, it looks like it was banged up.
So that could be the 70s. That photo could date from the 70s.
Yeah, you see that truck, though? That looks like an 80s truck.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I bet you that's in the 80s. Yeah, let's find out.
Which would mean that car then was still approaching classic.
Oh, stage. Yes.
And they Iroquois. Towed it.
What's that?
Then they towed it.
That's a different one. This is Bushmaster. That was Strait of Swampton.
Okay.
And I think that car might be a 66 or 67. It could be a 65. I don't know. But Iroquois Eyes was born in 1966.
Wow, what a great year that was. He probably doesn't remember too much about it, but I do. No. It was a great year.
Yes, I was six. Well, no, I was five. I would be six the next month. But next year, Iroquois Eyes will be 60.
Wow.
Yes. So hopefully we'll see you on your birthday here. All right, let's get rid of that picture. Go back to the chat, and I'll keep that picture up. Just in case. Okay, there we go. So let's take a look at this. We talked about the Etzel a little bit. Let's take a look at this Etzel commercial. All right.
Oh, boy, this will be great.
Yes. So here's a 1950s Etzel commercial. Here we go.
You just turn a key on the dashboard and the trunk opens electrically. And here's how easy it is to drive. Can you flick that light switch?
Why, certainly. Anyone can.
Then you can drive the Edsel.
That's right. Driving the 1958 Edsel is as easy as flicking a light switch. For Edsel's exclusive new teletouch drive shifts electrically at a touch. It's a new idea that puts shifting where it belongs, so you can keep both hands safely at the wheel. And look, you can shift and turn the wheel at the same time, for the control remains stationary, which makes Edsel the world's easiest car to handle. On the Edsel's instrument panel, you'll find many more new ideas, like this speedometer that glows red when you exceed the safe maximum speed you set it for. This one simple dial that sets heat, ventilation, and air conditioning at a twist of the wrist. Even a remote trunk release that electrically opens the luggage compartment. And under that long, straight Edsel hood, you'll find the newest V8 engines in the world. the big new Edsel 400, and the larger Edsel 475. Each one power matched to the weight of the car to put more usable power at your command than you have ever known before. Remember, driving an Edsel is an experience no man should miss. Discover for yourself the thrill of driving an Edsel, 1958's one really new car. Visit your Edsel dealer soon, and when you do, you'll meet a fine businessman with a broad automobile experience. He became an Edsel dealer because he had driven the Edsel, he had compared it, and he had carefully evaluated it. He'll be glad to demonstrate to you, as he did to himself, that the 1958 Edsel is the car that offers you the most in elegance of styling and performance. There are 18 models and 4 series to choose from. Edsel prices are surprisingly low, with models priced just above the lowest, and ranging through the entire medium price field. You can afford an Edsel. Stop in and see and drive the Edsel tomorrow at your Edsel dealer.
Great.
Complete failure.
Great.
Complete failure. Here, I think, let's just take a look at this real quick. There you go. And here is the answer that we've all been waiting for. It only lasted 2 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right. And derived from Edsel Ford's son of Henry. And Edsel, I don't think he had a very good, healthy life. I think he died young, the poor guy. Let's just see real quick. Yeah, he wasn't old. He was not, maybe not even 50. Yep. Yeah, he died at 49. And his name will always be obviously affiliated with the failure. He developed metastatic stomach cancer, probably because of the car. I'm making light of it, but it was a complete failure. And marketing research and development had begun in 1955 under the codename E-Car, which stood for experimental car. They decided to name it Edsel in honor of Edsel Ford. Despite objections from Edsel's other son, Henry Ford II. Oh, shit. They were fighting. Yes. It was introduced amid considerable publicity on E-Day, September 4, 1957. Promoted the hell out of it, and it lasted 2 years. Wow.
Had to have been that name.
There's probably a reason why. Let's see what they say here. They only sold 116,000, less than half the company's projected break-even point. They lost $350 million, the equivalent of now over $3 billion.
Wow.
On the venture. Only 118,000 were built, including 7,440 produced in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. By U.S. auto industry standards, these production figures were dismal. Okay, and the price had declined dramatically. Here it is. Historians have advanced several theories in an effort to explain Edsel's failure. Popular culture often faults vehicle styling. Consumer Reports has alleged that poor workmanship was Edsel's chief problem. Marketing experts hold Edsel's up as a supreme example of the corporate culture's failure to understand American consumers. Business analysts cite the weak internal support for the product inside Ford's executive offices. According to author and Edsel, there's an Edsel scholar. This is how you know, what a phenomenon it was. According to author and Etzel scholar Jan Deutsch, an Etzel was the wrong car at the wrong time. But you see, now if you come out with a car, right, and, you know, let's say you don't market it at all. You come out with a car and it just catches people's eyes, right? It's going to sell no matter what. They're like, that car's cool. I want to buy it. So I don't think it would be the, you know, the corporate people not really supporting it or, you know, anything else except the design, right? I mean, you look at a car and you say, well, that car's cool. That's why we're, you know, people like us are so disappointed by the vehicles of today because they all look the same. So I don't know. It's it obviously is something that has been studied and, you know, needs to be studied. But here, the principal reason Etzel's failure is so infamous is that Ford did not consider that failure was a possibility until after the cars had been designed and built, the dealerships established, and $400 million invested in the product's development, advertising, and launch. Incredibly, Ford had presumed to invest $400 million, equivalent to well over $4 billion today, in developing the new product line without any prior study to determine whether such an investment would be prudent or profitable.
What a mess.
Disaster. Disaster. Dog's having a good time.
Yes, having a good time.
Dog's excited about the Etzel. All right, let's go back to the chat. Erica says, thanks so much for all the well wishes. Spy Hunter, my dream car that I want is a 67 Camaro SS. Yeah, that's nice. All right, Spy Hunter, 66 is also Huntress's year of birth.
Is that right?
She's a baby.
Yeah, a kid.
Yes. Iroquois eyes. Oh, sorry, James. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Happy birthday to one and all.
Yes. I don't know if her birthday came yet and passed, but maybe we'll find out. Iroquois says, I'll be here next year, and I'm a she. I know you can't tell by the name. I can't. Nobody can.
Well, I'm sure they had male and female Iroquois. Otherwise, there'd be no Iroquois today.
That's right. And if the Iroquois were around today, they'd be shaking their heads.
I just wished a friend of mine this morning, whose birthday this is. Happy birthday, born today. I don't know what year.
Right.
He's not an old person.
Right.
Maybe in his 40s. But yeah.
It's a good day. Lots of Iroquois says lots of people here born in 66. Spy Hunter, I'm still a pup compared to you guys, 1977 here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He missed the good old days.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you did. But 77 was still, you know, it was still a white world.
Whiter, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Bushmaster 6A, that's an 88 or 89. That picture of the Mustang.
Wow.
Let's bring it up because I saved it. Yeah, that was my guess, the 80s.
88 or 89.
Yeah. So he says, and I know that's a he, that's an 88 or 89, my first car, Rust Bucket. Thought I was hot shit driving it, though. Fuck yeah. What year was that, Bushmaster? Bushmaster 6A, that's my favorite body style of the Mustang. I was never a big fan when they turned into boxes in the 80s. Yeah, I know. Well, they shrunk in 74 because of the Jews. Because the Jew United States assisted Israel in the Yom Kippur War. Bushmaster 6A. Oh, Huntress is here, James.
Hello, Huntress.
Yes, she gave us an old flash.
Glad to have you on board.
Yes. Bushmaster 6 said, yeah, cars today are all shaped like eggs. Spy Hunter, well, at least Edsel didn't fail for trafficking cocaine like John DeLorean. Yeah. Poor guy.
But you know what? The cars of any era all look the same. If you think about it.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good-looking car. Klasha is here. Good morning, Klasha says. Hello, Klasha. All right. Huntress, my birthday is the same day as my pilgrim ancestors arrived at Plymouth.
Okay, let's have it.
Well, we got to find out. Right? Okay, here we go.
We can wish you a happy birthday.
When
the time comes.
Did the pilgrims...
I'm going to write it. How about this? I'm going to write it down so I can put it on my calendar.
Well, hold on a second here. The pilgrims are said to have... her ancestors. So the pilgrims got here... Wow, they got here on my wedding anniversary. December 21, 1620. They're said to have landed on Plymouth Rock on that date, but your ancestors obviously came afterwards, right? So they might have come in 1621. Let's find out. And it could be the 22nd. They're not sure. 21 or 22. All right. And Bushmaster, what year is that Mustang? We can't wait anymore. Come on. Elizabeth says, when I was 8, she's born 11-11, 1620. I mean, 11-11. She's born November 11th. That's a great day too, right? That's Veterans Day. That's Armistice Day. It's easy to remember. Elizabeth says, when I was 8, my parents took my siblings and I think it's my siblings and me, right? Isn't it? Because my parents took me to the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. It had a profound effect on me. Finally, 67. That was my first guess, and that's what it was. That Mustang is 67. Nice. I hope you still got it. I'm kidding. I know most people don't. They don't hang on to them. I got mine. I'll show you what I got, James.
If a guy could keep every car he's ever owned, he'd be wealthy today.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
But unfortunately, for the most part, I ran mine until there was nothing left of them.
Yes.
All except for those real super oldies, and they saved my ass because I was able to sell them for quite an increase.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, here's mine. This is my Mustang. This is the, well, actually, I'll just show you this. And because there's other models. But as you can see, you know, they got the, you know, that scoop down there, right? The spoiler and, you know, paint it. But mine looks like this. It doesn't have the, you know, any of this fancy stuff here, the louvers or the spoiler, pretty much looks kind of like this.
71.
Yeah, without the stripes.
Uh-huh.
And without the black. Let me bring that up. Hold on. Let me bring that up there. Yeah, there she blows. So it's got stock wheels, not like that. And it had stripes in the dealership, but they're off for painting. And no, it's an automatic, so it doesn't look like that. Yeah, it doesn't have the louvers or the spoiler. It looks a little better than that. I've had that since 86. All righty then. Let's take a look here. Bushmaster gave it to his little brother and got a 65 fastback. Bushmaster, I've been to the Rogue plant in Dearborn. I timed the F-150s rolling off the line. One every 51 seconds.
Gee whiz.
Klosha says, Huntress, you beat my family here by a couple of decades. Earliest record of my family is in Taunton, 1657. Yeah, the 429 Super Cobra Jet. Damn. All righty then, we've had enough fun, damn it, with movies and cars and stuff
birthdays
like that. Birthdays, right.
James Bond. Let's get down to some miserability.
Exactly. This is ridiculous. All right. So let's just go to some stories that...
that are going to piss you off.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Maybe we should, like, ease into it, because if we go right to the Negro, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for me, James. I don't think it's going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for the audience. Because that whole Negro thing is infuriating. Look at this. No. We're going to start down here, see if we haven't seen anything. All right. Utah Republican lawmakers propose bill allowing patients to request blood from unvaccinated donors. Okay. You know what? I screwed up. And I'll tell you why I screwed up.
You mean that building isn't in Utah?
No. No. This is the problem. Maybe last week, a fan of the show sent an email and suggested this clip, or this is a whole episode of this show, Mork and Mindy.
Oh, my God.
And I was looking for the email because I forgot to play it when I said I was going to play it because it was buried under all these other links. And I can't remember where it was, but let's just see. I think it might have been in the beginning, but let's just take a quick look at this clip. And I've never seen Mork and Mindy.
I never did either.
Yes.
But I saw enough clips to know that I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if... Right, exactly. Let's see if I could get to that part where... I think it's about white supremacists or something. Let me see.
I suppose you're wondering why I called this lunch.
Well, let me guess. You are hungry.
Mindy, lunches aren't for eating. They're for deducting. We're here to discuss my campaign.
Nelson, do you really think you can get elected to city council?
Why ask me? Let's consult the Vox Populi.
I put it on 1.5 speed.
Do you know who I am?
No, who are you?
See, there's a natural curiosity about me.
There's a parade for you?
My God, it's starting. Flavor Mania. Small and all. Why not? You've got to take the floor off. People are trying to eat.
Excuse me, sir. You'll be okay as soon as I close it off. I'll get you a new one. Make it a cheeseburger. Give me that.
A one-man parade. I think I have a goosebump. I was privileged campaigning for your flavor, Chappelle. I've been knocking on doors, peeking in windows, kissing mothers, shaking babies. It's wonderful. I've been gathering the grassroots and distributing to the young people, and they're going, wow, this flavor, it's really nice.
What did you do with my posters?
Well, the whole posters didn't fit in my parade concept. They're little pieces. I just... Yeah. Don't worry, they're all numbered here. And here's a part that only a mother could love.
Oh, what's the use? No one knows who I am. Well, look at the bright side. You can make a total fool out of yourself and no one will care. You can go on national television and go, my fellow Americans, I'd like to show you the dancing weasel. What I need are organized groups of people to support me.
Well, don't look at me. What can I do?
I knew I could get you to go there for me tonight.
Where?
Mindy, tonight I am supposed to speak at a gathering of the International Ladies Garment Workers.
I've got to take a peek at their union label, huh?
I do anything to win those women over. Even listen to them sing. But at the same time, there's a meeting for the committee to clean up Boulder. I think it's some new conservation group. I want you to go there and let them know that I deeply care about whatever it is they stand for.
Look, Nelson, I'd love to help you out, but tonight I've got a student teaching seminar. It's real important to me. I've got to go.
Shame I can't find anyone to go.
Think about volunteer.
All right, I'll appoint you. But remember, you're going as my representative, so remember, don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
Would you do this?
No.
Pity.
Hi there, concerned voter. Put her there.
I don't think I know you.
Oh, of course you do. I just said, hi there, concerned voter. Put her there. I represent Nelson Flavor. No, no, I don't take lightly.
Are you sure you're in the right place?
Oh, indeed I am, sir. Keep Boulder clean. That's our motto. It's a noble aim, and Nelson's one of the cleanest. I mean, people come from miles around just to sniff him. He is so clean that he makes Debbie Boone look like a sweat hog. Keep it up. Nice chatting with you. Hi there. Sorry. You know, Nelson's for purity. I think it's an idea whose time has come. What do you think?
I like where you're coming from.
I like where you've been.
You're new here, aren't you?
Well, you know, that's an interesting concept. Let's talk about that. Let's rap. Let's share energy.
All right. Welcome to our meeting. I'm Jim Blake.
I'm Mort Blank. I represent Nelson Flavor.
Nelson Flavor. Who's he?
He's a concerned politician, as you can see right here, who thinks that Boulder should be cleaned up whichever which way you want.
Jim?
Excuse me, fella. Sound interesting here. Yeah, what is it?
I don't know about this guy.
Leave him to me, Prescott. This, politician friend of yours, has he got a lot of influence?
Well, he will when he has more groups like yours backing him.
Flavor. Good American name. Tell me, what does he think of the race problem?
He believes that he should be ahead of everybody else.
Well, that's what we believe.
Yes, yes. You see, we're a white bread group. And we think there's too much rye and pumpernickel in the world.
When you're like Nelson, he's well bred and he's no crumb.
Well, tell me, when can we meet this friend of yours?
How soon can you spit? Say tomorrow morning at my place?
Sounds good. I think our meeting's about to start now. If you'd like to stick around. Hey, quick, you pick up quick. If you'd like to stick around, we'll give you our beginning indoctrination.
We were sent here to learn.
Thank you.
Oh,
try this on for size.
Oh, dress up. Do you have a Frankenstein mask?
There are no steins allowed in here.
It's nice to see young people dressing up again.
I guess that was it.
Yeah, Boulder. Boulder, yeah. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Boulder is a liberal, has long been a liberal stronghold. That place is just, you can forget Boulder.
Yes.
Forget it. And one thing I hate about these kind of shows are the laugh tracks. You know, they're not even funny.
Canned laughter.
Canned laughs, yeah.
Yes.
And boy, anti-white propaganda.
Oh, of course. Boy.
How many Jews did we see in those opening credits?
Yes,
quite a
course.
Few.
Well, there you go. This is our first Mork and Mindy experience.
Yeah. So. That one Seinfeld did that I told you about was better than this. Better.
Yes.
It was smoother.
It was smoother. Similar theme. I mean,
similar theme, but yeah. but funnier. Even I had to laugh at it.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those shows, and I never will on purpose. Seinfeld. Ugh. Disgusting. All right. Elizabeth is showing her, I think she said her first car. Let's take a look at this. friend. That's a Duster. Dodge Duster.
Now, did they take over from the Valiant?
I don't know.
Had they previously been the Valiant?
Let's find out. I don't know. Dodge Duster. What the heck? Was it a Plymouth? Plymouth Duster?
Plymouth Valiant. I know that.
Plymouth right. Valiant. So let's see if it's a Plymouth Duster. Yeah, it was a Plymouth Duster. Okay.
Because you never heard of Valiants anymore.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't know if this was. Let's see. The Duster Coupe provided the compact-sized Plymouth Valiant.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. So it was the Duster was a $15 million effort to update the Valiant. There you go, James.
Well,
for the 1970 year.
I learned to drive in a 62 Valiant with a push button transmission on the dash.
Ah, right, like the Edsel, similar to the Edsel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that car lasted, my God, we had to junk it out in 75.
Right.
So we got our use out of it.
Yeah, well, is this it? Yeah, this is a 1960 Valiant. So your 62 was probably kind of
very similar. Very similar. It had a white exterior and a red interior. Bought it new. It was a demonstrator. So we got a bit of a break on it.
Right.
Had a lot of fun in that car. I drove that car to the first party Congress in Arlington in fall of 69.
Damn. 62. Yeah, that was, of course, well, this one was the same year the Edsel went away. But 2 years later, the Edsel had been gone for a couple of years. But it has a little resemblance to the Edsel in the grill. Little, you know, that big.
Right.
They actually do that now with the BMW, has a nasty, big, nasty grill nowadays. They updated it. All right, We fucked around long enough, all right? Fucked around long enough. All right. Iroquois Eyes, birthday girl, says, Duster was my first car, too. Iroquois said, we had Valiant and a Dart, too. Yeah. Joker, my father had a Valiant. Shameless Wise says, I had a 63 Valiant with a push-button shifter and a 72 that was in mint condition. Very cool.
And you know what they call a cross between a Ford and a Dart?
No.
Adored.
Adored. All right. On that note, we're going to get right to the news. Time to get miserable, folks. Here we are. So, White House science chief claims U.S. government technology can manipulate time and space. That's called LSD. Yeah. Oh, there's Trumpster. He plans to cut foreign aid, but not Israel, by 75%, slashing $27 billion from the State Department and reducing funding to the UN, NATO, and more than 20 international organizations.
Well, there you go.
This is that Diddy guy who I don't know anything about. Whoever the hell he is, I don't know anything about him.
He's facing all kind of nasty charges, but I think they fit him all right.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy. But he requested a 2-month delay. All right, here we go. And I should have said this at the outbreak of the show. Outbreak, the start of the show, that it's we're going only 2 hours today, only because I have a meeting right after with the bigwigs at FTJ. So it starts literally right when the show ends. So I'm not even going to have a chance to eat. That sucks. All right. And this one says, after a meeting with Sal, I don't know what the hell, who cares? Oh, this dummy, he tried to secure the release of that deported terrorist that You're they right. sent to El Salvador after he was unable to reach him by phone.
That's a senator from some damn place.
I don't know if he's he's a Democrat.
And he went down there, and they wouldn't let him see the bastard. This was this morning's news. And then they had some woman, poor soul, got up there and said, my son was killed by one of these son of a bitches.
Right.
And it, my tax dollars that sent this son of a bitch down there to try to free one of those other son of
a bitches. Exactly. That's good that she was there. Actually, we got a story on that. Let's take a... Let's get it up, because this is exactly what we're talking about now. So let me get that up here real quick. And you can see Democrat left red-faced after showing up at El Salvador prison to rescue deported Maryland man. Okay, so... I don't even know. I tell you, I don't know anything about this. Is this a U.S. senator, or is this a state senator?
Now, there's a question I can't answer.
I don't know, but let's watch this little video. We'll find out, I guess.
I'm here at the airport. I'm about to board my flight for San Salvador. The goal of this mission is to let the Trump administration, to let the government of El Salvador know that we are going to keep fighting to bring Abrego Garcia home until he returns to his family. I hope to meet with representatives of the government. I hope to have the chance to actually see Kilmar and see what his condition is. But we are going to keep fighting, because this is a miscarriage of justice. The Supreme Court has ruled 9-0, that he was illegally taken out of the country and put in a prison in El Salvador. And this is about due process. This is about rule of law. What bullies do is they begin by picking on the most vulnerable. But if we get rid of the rule of law, due process, the United States, it's a short road from there to tyranny.
I just landed at the airport in San Salvador a little while ago. I'm now en route into the city, looking forward to meeting with the team from the American Embassy. And I do want to thank our Foreign Service officers and the whole team at this embassy and embassies around the world for all the good work they do on behalf of our country. I'm proud to co-chair the bipartisan Foreign Service Caucus that stands up for the men and women who are serving our country overseas and at home in the State Department. After that, I hope to meet with some high-level government officials from El Salvador. As I've said before, the goal of my visit is to talk to people here about the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home, and we're going to keep working at this until we're successful. I also hope have the chance to meet with him, but we'll have a better idea if that works out a little later on.
If only he was as concerned about the white race as he is about Hispanic criminals.
It reminds me of that. I think it was a congressman that went down to Guyana to visit the Jim Jones compound, and he didn't come away from there too well. In fact, he didn't come away at all.
No, he didn't.
And then, to top it all off, they all committed suicide. 900 and some, right?
Yep.
And I had some of the Manson family point something out to me, that these people weren't even threatened, really, by anything. Certainly nothing from the United States, because they were on foreign soil, which was pro-communist anyway. And yet, with that visitation from that idiotic U.S. congressman, they all decided to kill themselves. Well, they pointed out, you know, the Manson family, they were all under sentence of death until the death sentence was declared unconstitutional. But nobody considered suicide. Not Charlie, not any of them. And that's an interesting point, I thought.
Yes.
It'd be great if all these son of a bitches were to commit suicide.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Bless you.
Yes. I'll kill the microphone for a second.
No, you don't have to. All right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Pollen's in the air, maybe. Pull that mic close to you, my friend.
All right. Here it goes.
All right. So look at this, James. Garcia, the latest cause celeb for the Jews media. They're so out of touch with, you know, your average citizen that they make celebrities out of these fuckers.
Yeah, that's the media. That's
yeah,
the
of course.
Media.
Of course it is.
The media is the enemy.
Absolutely.
And Trump has said it. He said it in his
yes.
first term. He needs to keep saying that.
Well, he knows he's brought them to heel, and they're collapsing. So I think he's focusing on other things. But yeah, maybe if he did keep saying it, he might be overplaying his hand. He was almost, I would say, single-handedly responsible for their demise because of the way that he treated them. And he still treats them. In that clip, we didn't watch it, but I saw it before the show briefly, not the whole thing. He was introducing his granddaughter to the media, and he says, you know them. That's a fake news. He
said, oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So this piece of shit entered the U.S. illegally in 2011. A judge blocked his return to El Salvador in 2019, citing the fact that gangsters were after him. If only they would give a fuck about us as much, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But said he could be deported elsewhere. In the court filings this week, the Trump administration said he was deported to El Salvador in error. SCOTUS has since ordered his return to the U.S. Amazing how it goes right up to the fucking Supreme Court, right?
Yeah.
There's people whose lives, Americans, white Americans, whose lives are dependent upon court rulings. Supreme Court, I don't want it. We're not going to.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even see the case. Wouldn't
exactly. But this fucking criminal who came here illegally that many years ago, 14 years ago, let's bring him up to the front of the line. Supreme Court should hear this case. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck you. However, Trump officials insist Garcia is not an innocent American, as claimed, as the Jews media claims. They say he's an MS-13 gangster who deserves to be sent back to El Salvador. Democrats, furious about his deportation. Democrats are not furious about fentanyl killing hundreds of Americans every day. Those fuckers they don't give a shit. They want mostly white Americans are the ones dying from this to die. Fuck you. I hope there's a fucking Democrat watching it. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
So this guy's from Maryland. He must be a U.S. senator.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you. Yeah, so I looked it up.
And
yes.
They mentioned that woman, the mother of a woman who was murdered by an illegal immigrant, a migrant. They had her on television this morning.
Ah, maybe we can find that. Yeah, he is a senator. He was born in 1959. And let me get that up here if I could. Yeah, Maryland. He's obviously Maryland. Senator Van Hollen. Here, let me bring this up here real quick. Yes, here's, I guess, the latest. This piece of fucking dog shit met with El Salvador's vice president, in a push to release this criminal. Oh, there's that fucking Jew, Boasberg.
That fucking Jew, God.
Yeah.
Send him to El Salvador.
Fuck, just pure evil. Look at this shit. Okay, so this liberal piece of dog shit went to El Salvador, like you said, on our dime yesterday and met with the vice president. The piece of shit
told him to shove it, in short.
Yeah, let's see. Yes, yeah, that's right. Says his government could not return him to the U.S.
Yeah.
And declined to allow Van Hollen to visit him in the gang, in the prison. Yep.
Yeah. They're on the same page down there. I think Trump has an understanding with those folks, and they're apparently good folks to tell these bastards up here to shove it, and then there's nothing they can do about it. And it's funny. It's laughable.
It is laughable. But it's like it's a joke because, you know, these fuckers are showing, you know, everybody that they care more about keeping a terrorist on the streets than they do about taking care of their own citizens.
That is exactly right. But
who
I
the
wonder
fuck?
How many have the power of intellect to put that together?
No. Well, look, I shouldn't say that. Probably, you know, if the Kike media actually did its job, it would send reporters onto the streets to get, you know, to hear from the man on the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then you got this. And I brought it up probably last year, late, that although Trump won the election by a pretty good, pretty healthy margin, at least around here, traveling around as I do by bus, I saw a lot of Harris signs on front lawns. And I saw two Trump signs, and they were outside the city. They were on the fringes. And yet Trump won the election. Okay, why is that? Because these Democratic types and their supporters are prone to vandalism and petty terrorism or outright terrorism. So you might have a problem with the man on the street showing his face, saying, yes, I want these dirty bastards out of here.
Yes.
They might be hesitant to do that for fear. And let's face it, it's fear that governs.
Yeah, you're right. But a lot, we talked about this, you know, many shows back, but, you know, now a lot more folks are willing to step up to the plate and give their unvarnished opinions. Now it's a little safer to say, you know, no, a man in a dress is not a woman, even though he might believe it. You know, back when all this shit started, people were afraid to even say that. So I think it's getting better in that sense. So this asshole, as we know, flew to El Salvador. But when he showed up asking for a meeting, he was denied. He's now being mocked by Republicans and conservative Americans, including the mother of a woman who was murdered by an illegal migrant. Senator Van Hollen has done more to bring an MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, and illegal alien back to Maryland than he has to help keep his American constituents. This is what I was saying. I didn't read this, but this is true, of course. American constituents safe or advocate for the victims of these vicious gangs like MS-13. I mean, you're not going to see, you're probably not going to see an African doing what he did, going to, well, they would go to El Salvador to help an African.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see an African going to El Salvador to help an Hispanic or a white.
No, No.
But you're always going to see whites fucking their fellow whites for every other race in the world. Like this fuck.
Yeah, what a sick son of a bitch.
Yep. And there's that gang member. He was pulled over outside an IKEA. He was shopping. Isn't that nice? All right. So that's the mom you were talking about, Rachel Marin, right? I saw something here, and maybe we could get, and that is Rachel Marin.
I doubt it.
Was raped and murdered by Victor Martinez Hernandez.
You're talking about that woman right there?
Well, I think that they just put that picture there. With the Maryland mom, Rachel Marin.
The pair of jugs?
Yes, 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 that one. But that's the one that the illegal, there's Patty Marin. Okay, Rachel's mother. So, yeah, here it is. Let's play this.
Did they ever call you? And what are your thoughts on your senator going to bat for this illegal? But did he ever say anything to you and your family about your loss? Ever call you, ever take the time to be with you?
No, actually, I'm very angry. I'm actually outraged, but I'm too sad at the moment to show anger at the same time. He did not call our family. He did not give condolences. There was no action on the Democratic Party in any way, from Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, anyone here in Maryland. None of the senators did anything to help search for the murderer of my daughter.
Did they ever?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah. There's somebody that's not going to forget. She's not going to forget.
No.
Yeah.
It's just incredible that, and this is why, you know, it's shocking to me that more whites haven't woken up yet, because remember when that nigger, that worthless fucking nigger in Wisconsin, that Daryl Brooks mowed down innocent white Americans at their first Christmas parade after COVID. He murdered, you know, men, women, children, this fucking insane. This is when you call someone a nigger.
Oh,
this cool. is when you can say nigger. This worthless fucking nigger who should have never been here in a million years, anywhere. Except at the bottom of the fucking ocean or in the center of the earth. This worthless fucking nigger did that, and the worthless fucking piece of shit in the White House, Biden, did not visit Waukesha, Wisconsin.
No.
Did not call them. Did nothing to show that as the representative of this country, that he's heartbroken. As soon as a Negro gets killed, an innocent Negro, that fucker was on the ground in Buffalo, wherever it was. These and no whites, I shouldn't say no, but not enough whites understand what's going on. If they did, there would be a fucking revolution. But you don't even hear this shit being talked about.
And that's your media.
But they need to think on their fucking own. They need to connect the dots. Wait a second. Biden didn't even contact anybody from Waukesha after that Negro mowed down all these innocent people in a Christmas parade. Connect the dots, Goyim. They don't. That's the problem. Why are we here talking about this?
And you don't hear about it anymore.
No, of course not.
It's forgotten under the rug.
Exactly. Not by them, not by the injured, and not by the family members. Look at this. Did you happen to see this clip of this fucking Negro? This lady was on the street, I guess, interviewing people. Anyway, check this out.
Don't understand the magnitude of having a child. I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's the point of what I'm saying.
Don't understand the magnitude of
having a child. I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's the point. You went on such a
Yeah, there you go. Was that two blacks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But anyway, that's, hey, there you go. There you go. That's,
yep. But guess what? The savage, look, New York woman who went viral for her unhinged sucker punch during a Film Street interview is now facing consequences. Yes, Negro. Yes. Here it comes, Shibun. You're about to get fucked. For the shocking actions after she was arrested, I guess that's today. Yep, the bitch was arrested today. NYPD arrested Brianna J. Rivers on one count of second-degree assault for taking a swipe. That wasn't taking. That
no,
wasn't
that
a
was
swipe.
A punch. That was a punch.
At Savannah Craven Anteau. I don't know how the fuck to say it. After the interview escalated, didn't escalate, to a heated debate about abortion, she was talking civilly. She said the department's detective notified her of the arrest and wrote in a statement on social media, just got word from detectives, Brianna J. Rivers arrested, God is good. Thank you, detectives at the 28th Precinct. Blue Lives Matter, blah, blah, blah. Happened April 3, when she was interviewing this gorilla for Live Action, an organization focused on spreading pro-life views online. Live Action said she was physically assaulted. Well, actually, of course she was. Okay, we don't have to read about what because we saw it.
Yeah.
And there's the Shibun gorilla savage. They're huge, some of these Shibuns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yes.
They're fucking like, they literally are like gorillas. And that's what she did to her. So she said, I need to know the percentage of people who take children from foster care and abuse them and molest them. Who makes them like personal slaves? Rivers argued in support of abortion rights. Should we just kill them? The reporter responded. She then accused Rivers of being okay with killing kids. She was just making a comparison. She didn't accuse her of anything. All right. Suck my dick, Rivers then taunted before angrily storming off as the lady clutched her face. Suck my dick. Let's see if they show a picture of, yeah, there's that. Maybe she does have a dick. I don't know. I mean, look at that.
Flying the bird at the camera. No. But
she
there
made,
you go.
Yeah, yep. She was antagonized. So it's okay. She antagonized me so I could punch her in the face. This is what Negroes feel inside of them. That's why they sucker punch innocent whites. They play their knockout game.
Yeah.
Y'all need to be sent to fucking Africa. That's where
animals.
You belong.
Cannibals. Animals.
They're fucking cat. There aren't. No, like we said, animals is too fucking... Animals isn't the right word because animals are good. Might as well fucking go here, James, because we're all fucking, I am at least, fired up.
Yeah, we're all fired up now.
All right, look at this shit. Look at this shit. This fucking real fucking nigger here. This real fucking nigger. This is when you use the word nigger. Okay? Actually, before we get to that nigger, let's get to this other nigger. Because this nigger is in a good place right now.
No, he's dead.
Yes. I think so.
He's a good nigger.
Yeah, he's a good nigger. Exactly. Okay, here you go. Look at this nigger, okay? Body cam footage reveals what happened before a cop shot community leader. After you wouldn't believe what this fucking nigger did. Look at this.
Come on, buddy.
Come on,
buddy.
Hey,
you're a devil.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
In the name of Jesus, watch out. In the name of Jesus, watch out. Watch out, get hurt. You're going to get hurt. In the name of Jesus, stop.
Hey, this
war, by now. This war, by now. Don't touch me. Next time you come, you're going to die. Next time you come, you're going to die.
Wow. Yeah, well, okay.
Get down on the ground.
That's what you call chimping out. Hey, I got news. Jesus hates you.
Get down on the ground now.
I'm stronger than you. I'm a Jesus lover. I'm a Jesus lover. I'm a Jesus lover.
And then you start the car, go.
Of you in the name of Jesus. I bind it up right now. I'm seeing you down right now, brother. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus. There's nothing. There's nothing that can stop. I swear to God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Christ. For anything that is not of Jesus.
So the cop, because these niggers, you know, have gotten away with so much, they think they can do whatever they want. And now cops are afraid to actually do their jobs. This cop took a bunch of punches from this fucking ape. And instead of pulling out his weapon, he pulled out a fucking taser. And the ape, because he's out of his mind, it didn't even affect him. And not only that, after he beat the cop, he stole his fucking cruiser. Wow. And smashed it up. And cost, you know, who knows what? Let's find out. This was yesterday. A serial criminal turned community leader. What a joke that is.
In Ohio.
Yeah. Attacked an Ohio state trooper, stole his car, and led cops on a high-speed highway pursuit before being shot dead.
Hallelujah.
Look at Deshaun Leith. All right, 30 years old. I mean, look at these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what's on the loose out there. And the courts and the media are right behind them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not only behind them, they're leading them. They're egging them on.
Oh, yes. Yes. Look at this. Another driver stepped in and urged him to let the trooper go. Once free. I'm surprised the moron didn't urge the trooper to let him go, but he had the better of the trooper. And there's look at that.
Just look at that. That's a wild creature.
Of course. Yeah.
Not a human being.
No way. No, that's not. Of course that's
could,
not.
Could be called a demon.
Yeah. Yep, but it doesn't have enough intelligence to be a demon. So it's some sort of very low life form that obviously should not be here, especially in this country. It needs to be in a zoo, I think, you know, behind bars. And that's why most of them are. Yep. 11 minutes that fucker was there. Not only could he have endangered the lives, and he did, of many innocent people driving down the interstate, but that trooper who was reticent to use an actual firearm could have been pushed into oncoming traffic.
Right.
He could have died. His wife could have been without a husband. His kids could have been without a dad because of this inhuman, subhuman piece of fucking lower than dog shit.
And he was a community leader.
Yeah. Well, he's leading that community. Yeah, sure. It wasn't the first time Leith had a brush with the law. Have been sent to prison at the age of 18 for two home invasions. Could you imagine being in your home and that thing
comes into your home?
Imagine seeing that in your home. That's like a horror movie.
That's a horror movie.
That's like my life will not end with this fucking savage in my home. That's when you develop that superhuman strength and you rip his fucking head off. Look at this motherfucker. I mean, he's given him every chance in the fucking world. I mean, you put him in a suit, they still look like fucking gorillas. Holy shit. Oh, there you go. GoFundMe set up by his family. Said Leith lived to inspire change. Yeah, what kind of change? And had raised close to $13,000. It's amazing that these Negroes can kill people and raise money. And we're going to get to that notorious Negro, the 17-year-old Negro. But before we do, look at this. This is why we've said this over and over again, James. This is why it's war, okay? This isn't a Negro, but it's okay. Killer, whose death sentence was commuted by Biden, is indicted for first-degree murder of a 12-year-old girl. This shit doesn't wake up whites. It wakes up a few, but it doesn't wake them up. They don't look at this and go, something has to happen. We can't have people in there like Biden doing. Look at this. Death row inmate who had his sentence commuted by Biden has been indicted over the murder of a 12-year-old girl in 2010. Lexi K. Roberts. Why would you ever, why would anyone in their right mind, this piece of filth is in there for a reason. Yeah. Why would you commute? And there's the beautiful girl who doesn't get to fucking live now. Her parents have a fucking hole in their heart because of this motherfucker.
Yeah. If they can't be in the society, then they really shouldn't be alive. Unless maybe they're working slave labor or something like that.
Right.
But not to live the life of Riley, as a lot of these people do, at taxpayer expense. No, it's all fouled up.
It's just completely fucked up. It's just, they don't wake up. They just don't wake up. They just don't wake up. They're not waking up. All this shit, we could sit here for the rest of our lives and show these stories, these incredible stories. And it's just not enough to wake up the goyim. They just don't wake up. Let's take a break, get to the chat. We got 30 minutes left, just about. Lisa from Germany. American guy and German humor. Interesting for study, each one in his way indoctrinated, a mixture of truth and falsity. U.S. Okay, that's a video that Lisa got. How long is it, Lisa? 25 minutes. Can't do it. Get me clips, Lisa. Get us clips. Okay. Straight out of Swampton. My dad rented one of those Hertz Plymouths Roadrunner. It was quick. Yeah, those were good. Klasha, we don't hate deported Maryland men enough. That's right. Thomas Dwyer, he's a U.S. Senator from Maryland. Yes, thank you, Thomas. All right. Josh is here. Okay, Lisa's talking about the trade war. All right. Klaxon SS, Senator Van Hollen has stepped up to near top of the Democratic Party, just behind Senator Chuck Schumer. Big plans for him, and read about his mother and father. Oh, let's just take a quick look. He was born in Karachi, Pakistan. The eldest of three children. His father was a foreign service officer and U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka and the Maldives. His mother worked for the CIA and the State Department, where she served as chief of the Intelligence Bureau for South Asia. Thank you for that. Very important, Klaxon. There you go. Mm-hmm. Klasha, active shooter at Florida State University in Tallahassee. Yes. Yeah. And there's a great image. We were talking about, how this piece of dog shit can literally go to a foreign country while there's Americans waiting for their cases to be heard. Look at this. I'll make it bigger if I can.
Oh, I see it. I get it. Yeah. And he goes to the front of the line.
Front of the line. There you go. That's why this guy says, that's why we can't give trials or hearings to deport illegals. It would take approximately 3,404 years to give each of the 40 million illegal aliens a two-day trial using the existing 94 federal courts, assuming each court operates 250 days per year.
Yeah, it's greater than the population of Canada. I think it's greater than the population of Poland.
And the Czech Republic, probably.
Or Hungary.
Yes.
Or Finland. That's an alien nation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
In our midst.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for that, Straight Out of Swampton. Okay, let's see what we got here. Lori, Dave Gaharia, I think Dr. Sean Brooks said that Linda McMahon followed him. Maybe she's listening to FTJ. Yeah, good for her. Maybe she could wake the fuck up. All right. Yes, I've seen that image, Josh. Klaxon, do you mean to tell me cry closets and Legos don't work? The horror. Yeah. Spy Hunter, Biden is a nigger in whiteface. Yep. Okay. And there is the FSU alert. Okay. Let's find out, actually. Let's see if they got. And there's, yep. We saw that picture of that Negro with a banana and fried chicken. This one's good. Holy shit. Look at this fucking piece of dog shit. Look at this, James.
Oh, my God, have mercy. Shibun, 1880.
Yeah.
It looks like it might have been enhanced.
Yeah, but still.
But it didn't have to be.
Yeah, right. This is what they look like. Yes, exactly. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Straight out of Swampton. It's always good to look at these subhumans. All right, let's go here and here.
I don't know, distracted maybe last night, the day before.
Yeah.
I thought Biden had come out with a statement.
Yes,
most
yes.
Recently.
Yes.
What the hell he was babbling
Who
about.
Gives a fuck? Who cares? We could find out, though. All right. Shibun cat kebabs. A lot of pictures here. Klaxon SS, the real question is, why interview a nigger? All you get is jive talking nonsense. Exactly. She got punched in the face because she's stupid.
Exactly.
Yep. Klasha, we don't hate community leaders enough. Exactly.
Ooh.
That's the problem. Iroquois eyes, they don't show this insane baboon getting killed at the end. No. Is there a video of it? I'd love to see it. I'd love to see that. That will make my fucking day.
Well, I'm sure there is, but they don't show that stuff.
No. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. Straight out of Swampton. I hate pigs and nigs, so this is only half a win for me. Spy Hunter. That's a rabid, feral animal that had to be put down. Should have been put down a lot earlier. Now it's costing Ohio taxpayers and probably us money because of what this fucking nigger did. Ah, this is a good one. You see this all the time, though. Josh put this image up. You know, you always see these sheboons chimping out at McDonald's or let me
oh my God.
Bigger. You know it.
Let's double down on that.
There you go.
Yeah,
make it a Diet Coke.
24 cheeseburgers, right?
Yep, and that's a real arm, I think. And
make it a Diet Coke.
Yes. Oh fuck. Okay, let's get back here. Supersize me.
That's it.
Supersize me. Right.
Looks like somebody already did.
Yes. Straight out of Swampton, I am my own police force, right? That's that like that saying, you know, I carry a gun because a cop weighs too much. Right? Ah, this is perfect. And we know who this is, James. This perfect image.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it.
And that's the way we feel right now.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Fuck you, nigger.
We never did get your birthday there.
Yeah, we did. 11-11. 11-11.
Well, that's Elizabeth, though. Huntress. Huntress.
No, that's Huntress. She's 11-11.
She's 11-11.
Her ancestors came here 11-11-1620. Man, so she was born on that day.
That's some good record keeping there.
Absolutely.
But what did we get for Elizabeth? Did we get any statistics on Elizabeth? Because I want to put these things in my calendar.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I don't know.
Well, Elizabeth,
Will tell us. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she will tell us. Okay, let's get back here. Straight out of Swampton, KOG is as dangerous as a nigger, maybe worse. Because of the tools and methods. KOG. What's KOG? What am I missing?
I can't help you. I don't know.
Yes. Those are the initials of someone. Oh, maybe that. No, that's not. I don't know. Help us out here. Straight out of Swampton, the so-called law says a pig's life is more valuable than yours. And there's a, how about the pigs that kidnap children to kite jab them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it. Yep, and here it is. Look at this shit, man. Even all the fucking news about these, they're not vaccines, but about this poison, right? All the fucking news about it, they're still doing this shit. Massachusetts just kidnapped 5 children from parents who refused to vaccinate their 9-month-old baby. When the parents fled the state to protect their family, they were arrested. I don't know. I don't know about the veracity of the story, you know. But at any rate, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it one bit. Okay, spy hunter bureaucrats are just as evil and demonic as the niggers they pardon.
Without the bureaucrats, the niggers should be helpless. They could never have gotten to this point on their own. Never. Never.
Exactly.
In a million years. No.
Exactly. Spy hunter, bureaucrat. Oh, no, I read that right. Leads from Germany. It's not 25 minutes long. Whoever is interested may watch it later. It is 25 minutes. I opened it up, Lisa. Shameless. Morgan Spurlock died from the jab. Morgan Spurlock. Anybody know who that is?
No.
Name kind of rings a bell. Oh, it's an actor. He died May 23rd, 2024. Morgan Valentine Spurlock. Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker from West Virginia. Well, okay, COG is Kike Occupied Government. If you said Zog or Jog, I would have gotten it.
That's but, a new one.
Yeah, Kike. Yes. That's a good one. Just a cog in the wheels. Thank you, Shameless Wise Ass and Straight Out of Swampton. I heard about it yesterday. They're Beaners. Ah, the family. Okay. Unbelievable. It's unfucking believable what they're doing. All right.
We had a thing yesterday here in Denver.
or Aurora, and everybody knows of Aurora, that a couple of females, high school students, right, got into a dispute. Now, we don't know what it was, black, white, Hispanic, and we don't know because they're not saying because they're minors, but one whipped out a knife and stabbed the other one.
Wow. All right.
And that's only the beginning.
No, that's right. It's only the beginning. Exactly. We're seeing it all here unfold right before our very eyes. Let's see if we can find out what's happening in Tallahassee, because that's about 150 miles from me. Okay, here you go. Let's bring it up. We didn't even get to that other site. Let's see. And we got to leave sharp 1 o'clock, unfortunately, my time. Okay, here we go. Florida State University shooting live updates. Suspect is in custody and multiple victims reported. Let's see. FBI's on the scene. We're okay now.
Yeah, we'll be all right now.
Yeah. Yeah, keep looking at your phones. Suspect taken into custody. Multiple victims reported. Extent of the victim's injury is not immediately known. No additional details about the person. We have yet to know if it's an actual person or if it's something else. Another person was not authorized to publicly discuss details. So I guess it happened. Oh, God, I feel so good now that the FBI is there. All right. Yep, that's all we know, which is not much. So there you go. A shooting. Another shooting. Thank you, Jews.
Only just the beginning.
Absolutely.
There's that old gag. Maybe you've heard it. I got my BS from FU.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, we're going to come back to this. Let's go to our... We got to give the people, you know, their money's worth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. We've been fucking around here. We're not giving them their money's worth. We're just fucking around on certain stories. There's that piece of dog shit. Yeah. Yeah. Mother, CIA, father, foreign service officer. Now this prick is a senator, and he's fighting for the rights of people who entered this country illegally 14 years ago. And you fucking whites are not fighting, accepting it, you know, ignoring it. And of course,
you're voting them in.
Exactly. Exactly. Vote harder, asshole. And we're not talking to, obviously, our audience, but hopefully the ones who, because there are people coming in new, obviously. We're talking to you. I'm talking to you. I know James feels the same way. Oh, look at that. Fuck. Israel had planned to strike Iran's nuclear sites as early as next month, but Trumpstein recently intervened, favoring negotiations with Tehran to limit its nuclear program. I am surprised that this fucker is still walking. I am surprised. And the hero down in El Salvador prison, all right, he was identified as a member of the group with the street name Chelly. And there he is. So he's a great guy. I'm glad that senator spent our tax dollars to go get... Oh, and there he's with the mom of the daughter who was brutally raped and murdered by another piece of shit who wasn't supposed to be here. All right. Another ad. Look at this asshole. Look at this fucking ad. From Illinois. That fucking that state used to be so cool. I lived there for a little bit in the Navy. I loved Illinois. Now it's a fucking Democrat piece of dog shit. This is the latest Democrat seeking travel to El Salvador. Holy fuck. They've got to latch on anything to resuscitate their party.
So go to El Salvador, but don't come back.
Exactly. Trump immigration officials and the U.S. DOJ service are reportedly seeking to use the Medicare, which is the federal program for those not making enough money, to get to pay for medical care, and of course illegals probably. You'd use the Medicare database as part of their crackdown on undocumented immigrants. Good. Okay. Trump saying you need strong borders, you need good elections, or you don't have a country. Yeah, he's right. Official cause of death of this person, we talked about her, probably a Jew, I think. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg has died at 39 due to complications from diabetes. Whatever this is, diabetes mellitus. Natural causes. Sorry, that sucks. Whoever she is. Watch Patty Marin pleads with the media to stop defending. Here, let's watch this. This might have been what you saw.
It's more than just tell the truth. Politics or votes or just anything. It's about national security, protecting Americans, protecting our children. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yep. Wake the fuck up, whites. Wake the fuck up. Let's see.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Patty or for me? No?
I have a question.
No.
Anybody?
Okay. We'll see you all later. The president will be at his dinner later.
Thank you. Thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah. They didn't want to ask any questions because then, yeah, it would make her look good.
Yeah, they just drop it and forget it.
Yep, yep. Go run to El Salvador, motherfuckers. Christy Noem, the DHS secretary, who absolutely loves Jews, has announced the cancellation of $2.7 million in grants to Harvard. Good, go fuck yourself, Harvard. It's filled with Jews anyway. Let's see if that's the last story. Holy shit, we got 10 minutes. Yeah, that is. Unbelievable. We're going to do a quick wrap-up, James. We're going to just look around, see what's going on here on AP. We looked at that. Boy, we talked about a lot of stuff here. We're going to go back here and go here and here and here and here and here. All right, so let's get back to this. And look at the stories real quick. Yeah. Yeah, they kill their parents, but a judge is going to decide whether they deserve reduced sentences. It's unfucking believable. All right. Okay. Immigrant judge denies bond for Tufts University student from Turkey. All right. All right. Let's see. Yeah. What a bullshit story. San Francisco's new mayor's starting to, who says, you say Jews media? He's starting to unite the fractured city. Did you see this video right here?
No.
Yeah. Let's take a look. This is a Guatemalan, immigrant, illegal. And those are ICE agents.
So he's ordered to.
Querían que nos bajáramos del auto, pero no bajamos porque ya la abogada nos había dicho. Y nosotros le dije, nosotros no vamos a dar nuestros datos. Nosotros tenemos derecho de permanecer callados sin que. Vamos a bajar del carro cuando nuestra abogada esté presente. Y eso le dije a la gente. Cuando llegue la abogada, vamos a bajar. Pero ahora no. Y insistía, insistía. Entonces, en ese momento dijeron que... como que trataron la manera... Le dijeron en otra palabra, pero yo lo entiendo así, de que se bajan a las buenas o se bajan a las malas.
And here we go. Here we go.
Mexicali.
Sentí miedo. Sí, me dio miedo. Pero yo traté de no demostrar ese miedo ante ellos. Solo espero que lo dejen en libertad a mi esposo para que él pueda venir con nosotros y que mi hijo pueda estar con él también. Nosotros venimos a trabajar honradamente, luchar por nuestra familia y lo que hicieron o lo que están haciendo en este momento no es justo. No nos merecemos esos tratos que ellos nos están haciendo a nosotros.
No, I'll say it again to all our people. The cops give you a command, you do it. I don't care if you're as innocent as the new fallen snow. The cops give you a command, you do it.
Right. Yep.
And worry about it later.
Exactly. And it might be good. You might be able to sue them.
And they ought to, you know, wait for that goddamn lawyer to show up and arrest his ass or do something with him. Because that
for giving them that advice. Right. Yeah. Don't open the door. Right. Wait till what the fuck? They're still going to go in. What is a lawyer going to do?
Yeah, nothing.
What a joke. Here you go. More video from Gene Hackman's home.
Yeah. Right here. He's guarding her.
The dog?
Yeah. He AC went up to him. He seems pretty friendly, but then there's another 10-7 dog around the corner in the kennel.
When's the last time they heard from her?
2.5 weeks ago.
Is he going to do anything?
AC went in there. You want to go first?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I guess Connell's going to come down as well.
Okay. Huh. Let's try to open a couple windows if we can, just in case. Hey, Baba.
You've been down for a while.
Did you guys take photos and stuff?
No, I haven't taken photos yet.
I guess those were the bodies, right?
Yeah. They
covered up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They're so sensitive about our sensibilities.
Yes. You know. Thank goodness they're looking out for us.
Yeah, they're really looking out for us.
Yes.
You can see shit 10 times that worse any night of the week you want to go to a theater and watch a movie.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's get to the chat, and then we're going to head out of here. Right, the Super Size Me guy. I never saw that documentary. This guy who died, I think he ate like a bunch of McDonald's for a certain amount of time, and he showed what happened to his body, how it changed. That was the guy who died from the clot shot. I'm glad they killed Bob Saget. Yeah, did they? I didn't know that. 2 days after getting his shot. Oh, wow. And, okay, thank you, Straight Out of Swamp. There's another link in there about... I know PacificLegal.org. Yeah, it's a good organization. Okay, right. Straight Out of Swamp. Shameless wise ass. They'll do this to the beaners. Imagine what the kikes will do to us. Exactly. Yes, exactly. All right. Yeah, surprised they didn't shoot the dogs, right? Right, but they let that Negro attack the trooper and take his car. Holy fuck. Well, we didn't get really to talk about much, James. We did. I know we did.
You're not calling it off now, are you?
Yeah, this is 2 hours.
I thought we were doing 3, or did you have to cut it back today?
Yeah, no. Remember I said...
you have to go someplace.
I've got the meeting.
Okay,
with FTJ. Yeah.
Okay. No, well, that we'll permit that, you know.
Yes, just, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not going to dock your pay or anything.
Yes, great. Great. Terrific. Yeah, we do have a bunch of stories that I'm just looking to see if maybe we did cover, well, we did cover a whole hell of a lot, but we still got to talk about next time, Tuesday, Ruggles of Red Gap. I have that link up.
it's a fun film.
Yes, we saw that.
Even a sweet film.
Ah, yes. I know what we didn't get to talk about, this. And let's close it off on this, okay? So we know, James, that they let this fucking savage out of prison.
Right.
Because a black judge reduced its bail from $1 million to $250, right?
Right.
And did you see the video of this nigger when it was released?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so a reporter went up to it, asked, why were you armed at school? Explain your self-defense. How was this self-defense? Carmelo, do you have anything you'd like to say to the victim? To the family of the victim? Look at that fucking nigger.
Yeah.
And here's the human. He plunged a knife into his heart. Okay? There you go. And here's the fuck coming out.
We're up, we're up, we're up, we're up.
Why were you armed, Carmelo? Why were you armed at school?
No comment.
In your self-defense, how is this self-defense?
I had to drive them to.
And there you go.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, look at how much he's got.
Uh-huh.
It's probably half a million now. We're going to check it out. Let's see. Huh. Right now, it's $458,000.
But I see chilling death threats.
Yeah, let's find out. Yep. Yes. Yes. So, here you go. During the hearing, prosecutors asked his father why he cannot use the more than $415,000, right now it's almost $500,000, donated funds for his son's defense to pay the original $1 million bond. The revelation about how the family intends to spend the cash comes after a spokesperson said they can't leave their home after their address was leaked online. They have been subjected to graphic and racist threats. Good. Which included images of black children with knives stuck in their head.
Yeah, you know, fan the flames, fan the flames.
Yes, yes, good. So, so this savage needs to wear an ankle monitor and won't be able to leave his parents' home without the permission from the Negro judge.
Yeah,
yeah.
He'll be looking over his shoulder.
Oh fuck, man. Oh fuck.
Look at that piece of shit.
Fuck. It's not human. It's not fucking human. And we've seen these pictures before. And by the way, the organization that helped to get him out of jail was put together during the George Floyd riots to bail out criminals.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes. So this is... We're getting pretty close to the race war, I think.
Well, yeah, we are, but only one side is fighting. That's the problem.
Oh yeah, well, for now, we're putting fuel on the fire. I mean, by trying to wake these people up. So let's go to the chat and then let's shut down the show because I got to go, man. I got to go. Everybody's leaving. All right. Prediction, Luigi goes free. Evidence inadmissible. Ah, Thomas says, seeing it's for FTJ, you're permitted, Dave. Thank you, Thomas. And by the way, before we leave, Luigi is up to, you ready?
Yeah.
912,591.
Excellent.
Yes. So there you go. Imagine if Luigi killed a Negro. How would the Jews media be playing that one? Fuck you, Jews media.
Let's get that motherfucker off the stairway. There we go.
Yeah. Oh shit, James! It's the 17th. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
It is Thursday. Have a great weekend, you James.
Will do.
And all you
happy Easter to one and all out there.
Yes, Good Friday tomorrow, right? And Sunday was Palm Sunday. Good Friday tomorrow. And Easter on Sunday. And I'm not going to be doing my show with Duke. Tomorrow I'll be on with Les Borey on Good Friday, the political prisoner, in the morning at 9 in the morning Central Time. So we'll see you then. Everybody have a great weekend. Okay. James, talk soon, my friend. We got to fix that thing we were talking about before the show. Let me know when you want to do it. Right?
Will do.
Okay. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.